The goal here is to build a drum and bass groove that feels tight, energetic, and intentional. In D&B, the drums are everything. They carry the pace, the attitude, and the movement of the whole track. If the groove feels good, the tune already has momentum. Start by focusing on the relationship between the kick and the snare. That's your backbone. In most drum and bass, the snare is the anchor. It gives the groove its shape and tells the listener where the pulse really sits. Once that snare feels solid, the kick can work around it to create drive and character. In Ableton, keep this simple at first. Load in your core drum sounds and get a basic pattern running. Don't worry about making it clever too early. The first job is to make it feel right. A strong kick, a clear snare, and enough space around them so each hit speaks properly. As you build the pattern, listen for how the kick supports the snare rather than competing with it. That's a big one. You want the groove to feel connected, not crowded. If the kick pattern is doing too much, the rhythm can lose impact very quickly. Drum and bass moves fast, so clarity matters even more. Once the backbone is in place, start shaping the groove around it. Add your hats or percussion carefully, and use them to create motion between the main hits. This is where the rhythm starts to feel alive. Small changes can make a huge difference. A slightly different hat placement, a shorter sound, or a bit more space can completely change the energy. What you're listening for here is forward motion. Does the groove pull you into the next beat? Does it feel like it wants to keep moving? That sense of momentum is a big part of what makes D&B work. Even when the pattern is simple, it should still feel urgent and rolling. Another thing to listen for is contrast. The kick and snare should feel strong and defined, while the supporting sounds fill in the gaps without getting in the way. If everything is equally loud or equally busy, the groove loses shape. You want clear priorities in the beat. As you refine the pattern in Ableton, make small adjustments and trust your ears. Shift anything that feels stiff. Remove anything that feels unnecessary. Very often, a cleaner pattern hits harder. That's especially true in drum and bass, where the tempo is high and weak decisions get exposed fast. This works in D&B because the style depends on controlled energy. You need impact, but you also need space. You need detail, but not clutter. A good drum groove balances all of that. It feels powerful, but it still breathes. Keep the workflow practical. Build the foundation first. Then add movement. Then tighten the groove. Don't jump ahead to fancy edits if the core rhythm still feels uncertain. Get the main pattern sounding convincing before you decorate it. That's how you get drums that feel premium. And remember, you do not need loads of sounds to make this work. A few well-placed drum hits with a strong groove will always beat a messy pattern with too much going on. Keep it focused. Keep it musical. That discipline pays off. So the exercise is simple. In Ableton, build a basic kick and snare groove first. Make it feel solid. Then add a small amount of supporting rhythm and listen carefully for movement, clarity, and balance. If something doesn't improve the groove, take it out. That mindset is gold. To recap, lock in the kick and snare first. Use the rest of the drums to create motion and keep listening for momentum and contrast. Make it tight, make it clear, and make it feel good at speed. Try it now, and keep refining until the groove pulls you forward without effort.